Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
I actually met my wife on CatholicSingles.com, if you can believe that.
Really?
Yes, I had never done that before. Didn't have any problems with dating.
Natalie and Aaron met on CatholicSingles.com after they realized that they needed to find someone who shared their faith. Meet other faithful Catholics on the original Catholic dating site. Download our app today for free. Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Good morning, aloha from Waikiki Beach. Drinking out of my long ride home coffee cup. I'm wondering how many of you have a long ride home coffee cup? Or how many of you have visited our website and bought a book or one of our amazing, we have some we have about 20 different types of t-shirts. Anybody that's been on our website and bought anything, click and say yes. But deepadventure.com, we got some cool stuff. But that's the pretty cool coffee mug we have. Also, actually have beer mugs too. And just all kinds of stuff. One of these days I'll have to show you what we have. Hey, we're studying kind of the nature of man. And I want to recommend two really good books from my Steubenville days. So I was getting my master's degree there in theology. Haven't finished my courses yet, but The One and the Many is a great philosophical book about the Thomistic metaphysics. It's really, really good. When you read a book like this, you'll understand why Catholic priests all go through 2 or 3 years of philosophy before they then go into their theology studies, because you have to know how to think and how to reason and just understand the essence of things. And Thomistic philosophy is just so beautiful. And then, I kiss this book. This is by Norris Clark S.J. It is a great read. Really chewy. Really, really meaty. And then this one, The Mystery of Jesus Christ, is absolutely incredible about the nature of who Jesus is and his redemptive work. And it is also extremely chewy. So it's by F. Ocares. So I recommend both those books. I'm actually rereading them. I'm finishing up a couple books by Pope Benedict, and then I'm going to be rereading those. We're talking about the nature of man. Let me get my pen here. Reread what we talked about yesterday. Aloha, Tony. The unity of soul and body is so profound that one has to consider the soul to be the form of the body. That's from 234, the Council of Vienna. In 1312, but I remember Justin Martyr saying very much the same thing, that the spirit was in the soul and the soul is within the body, and that the soul is in the spiritual form of the soul is in the form of the body. It is because of its spiritual soul that the body made of matter becomes a living human body, right? An animal doesn't have a spiritual soul. It has a soul, but not a spiritual soul. It is because of its spiritual soul that the body, made of matter, becomes a living human body. Spirit and matter in man Are not two nature in man? Are not two natures united, but rather their union forms a single nature? By your nature, you are a physical body. You are a human spiritual soul. By your nature, that's who you are. You're not a spiritual soul inside your body. That's what you are. You are by your very nature, a spiritual soul that has also united with a body. And so that is why the resurrection of the dead is so amazing, that it's just not that after Jesus died, he came back as a spiritual soul, you know, a spiritual being, but he actually made a point to eat and drink with his disciples and have them touch him. And even in heaven now, he's still in his glorified body. The Gnostic heresy, which Paul began to resist and John too, and then became a bigger deal towards the end of the first and the beginning of the second century, taught that the body, that matter is evil, that the body is not good, and so we should just focus on our spirit. And the ramifications of that was, some of the heresy said then just be really, you should try to not have sex, you shouldn't have children, your body is evil. The other flip side of the Gnostic heresy is that, well, if your body is evil and your spirit is good, then why not just let your body do anything it wants and have orgies and everything else? So either side of that Gnostic heresy is a problem. Your body is good and you are the temple of the Holy Spirit. You are indeed the temple of the Holy Spirit, your physical body. And so didn't Jesus refer to his body as the temple of the Holy Spirit, that he would destroy the temple and be raised again in 3 days? And so look at your body. I know for myself, been through some medical issues this last winter, and now I'm trying to get my temple of the Holy Spirit back in better physical shape and conditioning, watching what I'm eating, working out, and also giving it time for flexibility training and plenty of rest. Our physical body is important. Don't ignore it. It actually is important to God enough that he wants to resurrect you. So take care of your body. Be good stewards of your body, not just your soul, because they're one. If you take good care of your body, your soul will be a lot happier. The church teaches that every spiritual soul is created immediately by God. It is not produced by the parents, and also that it is immortal. It does not perish when it separates from the body at death, and it will be reunited with the body at the final resurrection. So people that say, in a previous life, it's bullshit, frankly. Sorry to be so aggressive about that. It is appointed upon once to live, a man once to live, once to die, and then the judgment. The soul did not previously exist in heaven waiting for a human body. At the moment of conception, God honors the dignity of that human connection by infusing the spiritual soul of a unique spiritual personality and soul into that body. And so in that way, no matter how tragic someone's conception may have been, maybe as a result of a rape, you know, in the worst possible of situations, no matter how someone was conceived, God honors that at that moment of conception, of infusing a spiritual, rational soul into that being. So whether the moment of your conception did not have any dignity, it was a horrible circumstance, God gives you that unique dignity by putting his thumbprint into your heart, saying, this is who you are. You are uniquely and wonderfully knitted together. You are uniquely and wonderfully made. You, no matter what the nature of your conception was, are of incomparable worth. How do we know that? Because Jesus, the Son of God, second person of the Trinity, became incarnate, became human, to establish your dignity more profoundly than any of the highest angels in heaven. Because Jesus didn't become an angel, he became a human. And he came in solidarity with you. to live a life resisting the same temptations, but dealing with the same aches and pains, you know, working hard with his father as a builder, and feeling the aches and pains in his wrists or his muscles and everything else, and having the same temptations that we do, only not failing in sin. And then offering himself as a gift of total love on the cross. To what? To restore your dignity, to lift it back up to the place that God initially intended for you, and even higher. Because not only are you created by God, infused by God with the spiritual soul, but now you can be born again and become part of the body of Christ. That is an amazing dignity. It was what Jesus said to his mother, "Behold, I make all things new." You can be a total new creation. You're infused with a spiritual soul, with the ability to commune with God. And no matter how you were conceived, you have that unique dignity of God infusing at that moment of conception a spiritual, rational soul. And his incarnation tells you that you're incomparable worth. So look up and realize the unique dignity that you have as a human being. And so in this way, we also know that everyone at the moment of conception is a full human being, precious in the eyes of the Lord. And I worry about all these test tube babies. You know, I know that people, when they go to have that type of conception, they may conceive, they take 9 eggs from the woman, or 10 eggs, or a dozen eggs from the woman, and try to fertilize all of them, but only plant one or two. And then where do the 7 other souls, where are they? Frozen in some lab. It's horrific when we try to be God. It really is. But we have the dignity of being made imago Dei. I'm going to read this again. So the church teaches that every spiritual soul is created immediately by God. It is not produced by the parents. And also that it is immortal. The amazing thing to be a father or a mother, to create an immortal being, is the greatest adventure you can have, is to have kuleana, stewardship, over a child of God that you're raising. It does not perish when it separates from the body at death. That's the definition. The biblical definition of death is when the soul leaves the body. And it will be reunited with the body at the final resurrection. Father Robert Spitzer has a series of books on the soul's upward yearning. I think there's 4 or 5 books. I've read all of them. and then there's a new one coming out on spiritual warfare. But in there, he uses empirical proof and all kinds of goes into the study of near-death or after-death experiences, of the nature of the soul when it separates from the body. It's empirical. It's not anecdotal. And it's very powerful. In fact, it was so cool at the Napa Institute 2 years ago. I provided the cigars for everyone there. I provided a few hundred cigars. And Father Robert Spitzer, of course, who is basically blind, sat down next to me to have a cigar. I told him how much I loved his books. And he asked me questions about it, because he's a professor. And I kind of got him right. And in fact, our series that we filmed here at Long Ride Home here in Hawaii covers that soul's upward yearning, that spiritual, rational soul that desires beauty, justice, love, a desire to go home, these yearnings that we have. So we're excited when we get to start editing that 12-episode series. Filmed it, just got to edit it. So, the body will be united at the final resurrection. Sometimes the soul is distinguished from the spirit. St. Paul, for instance, prays that God may sanctify his people wholly, spirit, soul, and body. We're going to talk more deeply about that tomorrow. Very significant. Or I guess today is it Friday already. We'll talk about that on Monday. I want to remind you guys, we are sending out, hopefully I'll get it out today, episode 18 of Long Ride Home. It's going out to everyone who are our Patreon donors at the $20 a month level. And so if you're not a Patreon donor, go to our website, deepadventure.com, and click on Patreon, and you can become a $5 donor, I think a $10 donor, or a $20 donor. $10 donors receive, you receive gifts from us, but $10 donors receive the radio show, the video version of the radio show, months before it airs. And if you're a Patreon donor at the $20 level, you get all seasons of Long Ride Home, plus every time we do a director's cut of a new episode, you get it. And that's usually months before it airs on EW10 television. By the way, Long Ride Home is still showing on Thursdays. I think it's 11 p.m. Eastern on EWTN on Thursdays. So check it out. Right, do the Long Ride with us home. In fact, I think they started episode one of season two. They're replaying it now. So love you guys. Enjoy the sunrise a little bit. It's so beautiful today. I know what Cindy and I are going to do after we get our work done. I know we're going to go out on our stand-up paddle boards with our snorkel gear. And we're going to swim around and look at fish, the coolest fish. You know, if you see the fish in Hawaii, you know it's not survival of the fittest. It's survival of the weirdest. In some cases, the survival of the most beautiful. There's a unique fish here in Hawaii. You should look it up. Hawaii state fish. Or you can just look up the name Humuhumu Nukunuku Apu'a'a. Just look that up. That's the name of our state fish. And we always look for that, the Humuhumu Nukunuku Apu'a'a. Or if you want to see what it looks like and you can't remember what I just said, then just look up Hawaii state fish. Love you guys. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Trinity be with you. Viva Cristo Rey. Aloha.
Teachings for an Unbelievable World is a newly discovered work written by St. John Paul II, then Archbishop Karol Wojtyla of Krakow, in the years just after Vatican II. This is the first English language publication of this important work. In this hardcover book that Scott Hahn calls one of the greatest hidden treasures unearthed in our time, 13 brief homilies provide compelling teaching for Catholics in today's post-Christian world and give fresh insights into JP2's pontificate. You can get a copy of this important new book at AveMariaPress.com. Use code JP2Teachings, that's JPII Teachings, to get 20% off your copy today. Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small-batch artisan coffee using top-tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic-themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/Redbox Media. Experience coffee like never before.